Get over your introduction. He's got an introduction to the song that we need to get
through. I wasn't going
to
mention anything.
You weren't going to say that. You've got to tell the truth, Kevin.
Wish we could. Well, not quite. We couldn't count tiles in the ceiling, but
they're all set. Right?
There's there is a story here. There's a saying in Nashville that if you contribute a song, you know, contribute one song to a writer's song, that it's
I got to help him out.
If you contribute a word, it's called a word for a third. You know, then you become a third writer in the song. I think I saved the song, actually. Not only did I contribute one little word, but I rescued it. John disagrees. He does not. He wrote a song called 10 Square Foot Church. And then he explained to me if we had three of my kitchen tiles by three of my kitchen tiles, that would be 10 square feet, and you would, in that area, you couldn't even hit anyone. And then that's nine. And so I said, that's 9 square feet. That was my change, and I saved the song. Now, I'm sure you have a different memory.
Mine is more than a memory.
I was there, too.
let's ask Ed.
I can't remember.
In writing songs, you have to sometimes be overcome with the original momentum of the idea, which is stronger than the nitpicky stuff. So I just said something. 10 square foot church sounded good. The idea behind this song.
I'm going to remember that.
And if you see three tiles, like Kevin said, about 3 by 3, that's a small space, and it's hard to.
It's also 9. It's square feet.
I'm glad we're further apart than this, because this holds truth to this. It's hard to fight with anybody in 9 square feet. And the real church is not just this. It's who you are closest to in your life. That's where you live. Or who you run into during the week. That's where the church should be lived out the most, I think. And that's the idea behind the song. It's strong. So at that point, 10 or 9.
I don't get any credit at all?
A little bit.
9 sings better.
No royalties.
They could go home. Here we go.
A 9 square foot church.
Wait a minute, that's not how this starts. I didn't forget that. Huh?
Now that's, see, I can own a mistake. I made that mistake.
Okay, here we go. A 9 square foot church. That's how much space. Putting your arms around somebody takes. He can use you to write a new chapter and verse. If you build him a 9 square foot church. A 9 square foot church. That's how much space. Putting your arms around somebody takes. He can use you to write a new chapter and verse. If you build him a 9 square foot church. Try to imagine God in his heaven, watching this madness below. The war and the famine, the hollowed-eyed children, the husbands and wives whose hearts have grown cold. A 9 square foot church, that's how much space. Putting your arms around somebody takes. He can use you to write a new chapter and verse. If you build him a 9 square foot church.
I met a beggar on the street the other day. A ragged hand reaching a battered tin cup. And in the window behind him, I saw my reflection. And I said to myself, that makes two of us. 9-square-foot church, that's how much space. Putting your arms around somebody takes. He can use you to write a new chapter and verse. If you build him a 9-square-foot church. He can use you to write a new chapter and verse. If you build him a 9-square-foot church. If you build him a 9-square-foot church. If you build him a 9-square-foot church.
They're embarrassing me again here.
You know,
no, no, let me tell you something. You sang this song to me, and now I can't get it out of my head.
Pastor Fred asked us to do some songs early that people could sing along to. And when we were talking about it when we were rehearsing, and we suggested this song because John sings this every once in a while. We love it, and everybody knows it. And I like the heart of it, but we didn't get to do it then, so...
This will take you back to Vacation Bible School when you're about
absolutely,
this tall.
Come on.
And since I've heard this, I cannot get it. I successfully put this back in my memory and had hidden it, but now I sing it, and you're probably going to tell where.
I didn't know, but your friend Jeff and you were out somewhere doing a remote in Long Island.
That's right.
And you were in the shower, and he was still sleeping. And he said, Jeff said he heard this song coming from the shower.
I was whistling this in the shower.
And we do not have video.
No, you sure don't. So now you all have this stuck in your head because we're going to get John to
take
do it.
Take this with you.
I had forgotten it, but it will bring memories back. I guarantee
I was singing it at the end of a rehearsal one night, and I was telling the story about my daughter, Jessica, who is very sophisticated young lady. She does all kinds of things, but she went to high school in New York City. And it was... She had to catch a certain bus in the morning, so I woke her up every morning of her teenage years singing this with her cover over her head, screaming at me to stop. But it's called Jesus Wants You for a Sunbeam, so I'm going to stick this in your head for the holidays. And I don't know why you do this. Jesus wants you for a sunbeam to live for him each day. In every way, try to please him. At home, at work, at play. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Jesus wants you for a sunbeam. A sunbeam, a sunbeam. Here's a big ending. Say you'll be a sunbeam, a member of God's team. Say you'll be a sunbeam for him. I'm glad my daughter wasn't here.
Thank you. You will be singing that in the car. I guarantee it.
Outrageous grace. We've got a real treat here.
Okay. The girls, we're going to do communion?
No, they're going to come and sign.
Right? Sign the song.
Yeah.
Oh,
time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Very good.
Right? Come and join us, Carrie. Yeah.
Uh-oh. Are you nervous?
God of creation, in all of his splendor, was never in glory arrayed like he was in the light of his Son as he hung there, broken, alone, and afraid. And the sun in the sky turned its back as his blood like a red river flowed to the ground. And every lost soul who ever would live could now be forever found. Outrageous grace, violent mercy, there at the cross, it was poured out for me. Thirsty to the embrace of outrageous grace. If I took a snapshot on Main Street in any town, anywhere, future or past, you'd see on those faces a longing for something. An emptiness under the mask. Oh, but these are the ones that he held in his heart as he struggled with every breath. Oh, and these are the ones just like me who he ransomed. And I will never forget. It was poured out for me. Millions have come hungry and thirsty to the embrace of outrageous grace. And for those who accept it and those who believe, for those who are desperate, Lord, help us to see outrageous grace, outrageous grace, outrageous grace. Outrageous grace. There at the cross, it was poured out for me. Millions have come hungry and thirsty to the embrace of outrageous grace. To the embrace of outrageous grace.